This is Northland Angler, the Northland Tackle Podcast.
Hi, I'm Kev Jackson. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the Northland Tackle Podcast, and today we talk with a guy who made it all happen. He started the company in the basement of his home, and the rest is history. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer John Peterson, the founder of Northland Fishing Tackle, my guest today. He was at the Northwoods Bait and Tackle Grand Opening a few weeks ago when we still had ice on the lakes. You got to be happy to see all those yellow labels in this store.
Yeah, we're awful proud of what's happened here over the past 40-some years, and Bemidji has been the hometown of Northland Fishing Tackle, and to see another new shop start up like we're standing here today at the Northwoods new bait and tackle shop on the north end of Lake Bemidji. So it's really, 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 really good to see, and I'm happy for the guys that are starting up the operations. And I think it's going to be very successful. If you look at the crowd here today and the people that are coming in to see this new shop and to see this promotion that's developing here today, it's very, very encouraging.
And, of course, it's in an ideal location right across from Lake Bemidji and the Northwoods Access.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be very good for people, even if they have their, if they want to launch their boat and walk across the street and get their bait and tackle. Or if they're on the water and they're running out of bait or need to get bait, all I got to do is tie up to the dock and walk across the road. So it's going to be a very convenient location.
John, we may or may not have open water by the time the opener gets here, but that's just one of the risks we have here in Minnesota.
I have fished, 45 or 50 Minnesota fishing openers, and I have experienced this before, not a number of times, but probably a handful of times. I remember fishing on Lake Winnebogash back in the late 60s, early 70s, and there was ice floating all over the lake. You had the Dodge ice, and I've woken up on opening morning of fishing season in campsites ready for the Minnesota fishing opener. You go to bed and it's a decent day, and wake up the next morning and you got 6 inches of snow on your boat. So you never know. This is Minnesota, and especially northern Minnesota, you don't know what to expect. The water is going to be cold. The fish are going to be lethargic probably. But if you can catch them in the rivers and some of the holes in the rivers and some of the shallow water flats in areas of the lakes that are warming up, you're going to catch fish. And I guess one tip that I'd like to pass on to a lot of the listeners that are planning on fishing not only on opening weekend but probably the first couple weeks of the season. It's all about water temperature. The warmer the water, the more active the fish are. And one thing I've learned over my tenure of fishing here in Minnesota is that in the springtime, it seemed like the late morning, midday, even later in the afternoon fishing is way better than the early morning stuff. So for you people that like to enjoy your coffee in the morning and long breakfasts, I would recommend that you probably go on that pattern, because the afternoon fishing in the springtime is normally way, way better than the early morning stuff.
And I would presume, like every opener, fireball jig would be a good thing to have in your boat, and probably some minnows.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year for jig and minnow fishing, and especially with the late ice out, the water's cold, fish are going to be very lethargic, they're going to be relatively shallow water, and fishing with a jig and a little live bait on the back end. A fireball jig obviously has been one of our best producers and sellers for a number of years, and they are designed strictly for live bait. A light 16th ounce, 8th ounce at the most fireball jig with a 6-8 pound test line, and a fathead minnow. Again, a lot of times, the fish like shiner minnows, and shiners are great, and if you can keep them alive. But a lot of times it's just a regular fathead minnow, and two and a half, three inch fathead minnow in a lighter fireball jig is you're going to have a fish fry at the end of the day if you put that on and stay with it. And stay shallow water, a lot of times in the early spring, you know, the water is in, on our lakes are very is very clean and clear early in the season because you know the algae hasn't developed yet, the heat hasn't developed, so the fish are very spooky because of the clarity of the water and because they're in shallow water. And a lot of times you have to cast to them. You can't troll over them or make a lot of noise. And that's why anchoring up, if you can find a good little hot spot where they're hanging out, either really slow drifting, quietly drifting without the motor running, or anchoring up and casting and retrieving. Real slow retrieve on is really the most productive way of catching them early in the season.
If it's an ideal opener and everything was open, where would you be opening?
I would be opening probably on, I have so many, we are so blessed to have so many lakes living up here in the Bemidji area. But it all depends on who I'm taking fishing. If I'm taking inexperienced people fishing, I still like to go to Red Lake for the first few trips because it's simple, it's easy, and anybody that can hold a fishing pole can catch them over there because they're plentiful and they're easy to catch, and it's not that far away. Otherwise, you know, depending on the water temperature, this year is going to be more difficult to catch them probably on Lake Bemidji. You know, the first week or so, it's going to produce, but not as good as it will in 2 weeks. Lake Irvin's not going to always be good, but anything connected to a river system, anything connected to the Mississippi River, Wolf Lake, Andrusia, parts of Cass Lake, Lake Winnebagoche, some of the shorelines on Lake Winnebagoche, Leech Lake, some of the shallower bays in Leech Lake are always good. And it's just we have a variety, but you want to look for lakes, and they don't have to be big lakes, but the lakes that warm up the quickest are going to be the most productive in most cases. And the fish are going to be in shallow water. They're going to be in 5 to 10 feet of water, or even sometimes even less than that. So, but you talk about favorite lakes, and I mean, I've got handfuls of them, and it's one of the most difficult decisions that we, us fishermen, seem like we have to make. You know, where are we going to go today, or where should we go today? And it's just like, that's one of the biggest decisions that we have to make. But it's fun to get around and fish in different bodies of water. I'm not fixed into just one body of water. I like to move around and try different bodies of water. I keep my ears open. I got a lot of buddies out there that are fishing, so I always know where the fish are biting, probably better than other lakes. So, but coming to bait and tackle shops like the Northwoods, the bait and tackle shop here in the north end of Lake Bemidji, these guys are very, very knowledgeable, and that's why I feel they're going to be very, very successful, because they're fishermen, and they have a pipeline of people that are coming here all the time and telling them what's going on, and they pass it on to the people that patronize their shop, and getting good information and good knowledge before you go out on the lake is also very important. And it's easy to make decisions once you get this good information coming at you.
You know, I've talked in depth with you and Dwayne about the history of Northland Tackle and how it developed, but I always think back to my uncle telling me he worked with you at New Ply, and he remembered when you were working out of the trunk of your car, and now every time I go into a bait shop, there's these huge displays of Northland Tackle. It's quite a story.
Yeah, it's quite a story, and I started the business in 1975 out of the basement of my home. And I had some lucky breaks in my life to get into the fishing industry. I went to high school. Well, I was born and raised here in the Bemidji area, and then my parents moved to Detroit Lakes the start of eighth grade. So I went to high school from eighth grade through my senior year in Detroit Lakes High School. I was a Detroit Lakes Laker. And then I come back here to BSU. I went to college here at BSU for 4 years. And during that time, I had the opportunity to go to work for a guy in the fishing business that was starting up a tackle manufacturing facility up in International Falls, Minnesota. And that's how I first got started and had an opportunity to get involved in the fishing industry. And from there, I worked for him for about 5 years or so. And then when I was 24 years old, I decided that, hey, I can do this. I can do this on my own. I was always a worker and know what a 12, 14-hour day was and willing to do it. So I started up the business in 1975 in the basement of my home, and from there it spread to the basement in the entryway, and from there the basement entryway in a garage. And then it just continued to blossom, and then my brother joined me, Dwayne, about 7 years later, and just things continued to elevate, and it was a stair-step business. It wasn't one lure that took us from the start to where we are today. It was a combination of 20, 30, 40 lured developments that happened over time, and just working with a lot of good people, a lot of good employees, and rubbing shoulders with the right people that really helped us along the way to turn this thing into one of the biggest tackle manufacturing facilities in the state of Minnesota.
John Peterson, Hall of Fame angler. Always love talking to him. John, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Kevin.